The Daily 202's Big Idea is sponsored by U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Learn more at usbank.com/newsroom.
Good morning. I'm Allison Michaels with The Washington Post, and this is The Daily 202 for Monday, August 13th. James is on vacation this week, but I'll be here instead with the day's top headlines. Number one, Sunday's white nationalist rally in Washington was short and sparsely attended. The band of demonstrators at the Unite the Right 2 rally numbered about 24. Opposing those demonstrators was a crowd of thousands of angry protesters in downtown Washington. The rally's end followed a day in which large numbers of police officers sought to keep the two sides from clashing. Sunday's rally took place 1 year after the deadly white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Rally organizer Jason Kessler, also one of the lead organizers of last year's rally, was drowned out by the chants of counter-protesters as he tried to give a speech. Many in the crowd of counter-protesters wore the signature black masks, helmets, and body armor of the Antifa movement, the group that clashed violently with white supremacists in Charlottesville. Number two. Fired White House aide Omarosa Manigal Newman shared an audio recording of Chief of Staff John Kelly that she said she made in the White House Situation Room. Manigal Newman is seeking publicity for her new memoir about her time in the Trump administration. Manigal Newman said in an interview Sunday that the way Kelly dismissed her from the White House involved a threat. The recording was played on NBC News' Meet the Press, where Manigal Newman was interviewed by Chuck Todd. In the purported recording, which would constitute a serious breach of White House security, John Kelly is heard complaining about Manigal Newman's, quote, significant integrity issues, and saying he wants to make her departure friendly without, quote, any difficulty in the future relative to your reputation. In a statement Sunday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that, quote, the very idea a staff member would sneak a recording device into the White House Situation Room shows a blatant disregard for our national security. Number three. The Washington Post's Ashley Parker and Philip Rucker report that Donald Trump Jr. has emerged as the president's political alter ego and an in-demand campaign celebrity ahead of November's midterm elections. Trump Jr.'s increasing prominence also comes at a time of heightened security by the special counsel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 election. The special counsel, Robert Mueller, is examining Trump Jr.'s role in a Trump Tower meeting with a Kremlin-aligned lawyer. President Trump has fretted to confidants about the fate of his eldest son, concerned he may be in legal jeopardy, regardless of whether he knowingly conspired with Russian agents to obtain dirt on Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. Trump is determined to be the central Republican force in the fall campaign, and Trump Jr. is poised to be a key player in a strategy aimed at galvanizing the president's most ardent supporters. And for many in Trump's political base, seeing Trump Jr. in the crosshairs of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation may be more of a benefit than a drawback. And that's the Daily 202 for Monday, August 13th. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Allison Michaels, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.